This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri's first new medical school in nearly a half century just opened in Joplin. But when its incoming class graduates in 4 years, the students won't be MDs. They'll be DOs, Doctors of Osteopathic Medicine. Supporters of this alternative branch of medicine say it can help fix the healthcare shortage in many rural areas, but many DOs still have to fight for their place in the medical mainstream. For KCUR 89.3, Alex Smith reports.
24-year-old Kaylee Woody says when she was growing up in Brunau, Missouri, she saw what was already a tiny town get even smaller.
It was a little bigger than it is now. They had a pizza place, a convenience store, and now all of that kind of dwindled away.
Woody and her family also had to drive to another town to see a doctor. Like a lot of the Midwest, the area has a doctor shortage. Now, Woody wants to help. She's starting medical school at the end of July at the new Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences campus in Joplin. She hopes to someday serve in a rural area or small town where, as a doctor, she'll also be a community leader.
They have so much contact with different people, they just get to know everyone because everyone comes to them.
The numbers of osteopathic medical schools have doubled in the last 10 years as part of a huge push into smaller communities. KCUMB Executive Dean Darren D'Agostino says this is part of a strategy.
We're going to have an opportunity to teach those students in a rural environment and show them how cool it really is to work there.
D'Agostino says osteopathic schools also teach a more holistic approach than MD programs, which accounts for the high numbers of DOs going into primary care instead of specialties. These days, the care provided by DOs and MDs is usually so similar most patients wouldn't know the difference, but that hasn't always been the case.
So if I come in and I start to test the vertebra should be able to move freely in all directions, so I'm asking them now to just side bend to the left. And sure enough, when I reach this level, there's a vertebra here that doesn't...
In an online video, a practitioner demonstrates osteopathic manipulative treatment, which looks like a cross between chiropractics and massage. There's evidence this can help treat some kinds of pain. This seemingly new age treatment actually goes back to the days of the Old West. In the late 1800s, Civil War surgeon and former Kansas State legislator Andrew Taylor Still decided to reconsider the basic assumptions about medicine after he saw three of his children die from spinal meningitis.
The therapeutic options were very different than we have available to us right now, and he thought that the available system of medicine simply didn't work.
That's Joel Howell. He's an MD and professor of the history of medicine at the University of Michigan. Still eventually founded the first osteopathic medical school in Kirksville, Missouri, to teach this kind of medicine based on a very different understanding of health.
So he set out to devise an alternative healing practice based on this notion that manipulation of the spine could improve blood flow and thus improve health by allowing the body to heal itself.
Osteopathic manipulation is now just one tool that DOs are taught along with mainstream treatments. All the new medical schools are the latest steps in a decades-long effort to move osteopathic physicians into practice throughout the country. And many of the new schools are opening in states that have very small numbers of working DOs, places like Alaska, Mississippi, and New Mexico. Howell says these new docs can probably help a lot in medically underserved parts of those states, but they'll have to do some PR work.
I think that they should be prepared to explain what being a DO means.
The bigger challenge may be acceptance from MDs. They still dominate medicine, making up the large majority of doctors, and almost all the most prestigious medical schools, Harvard, Stanford, and Johns Hopkins, are MD schools. Despite their growing numbers, Howell says DOs and their contributions, like manipulative treatment, still don't get much respect from the MD world.
The general reception is that we ignore it. We don't know much about it. We don't do it. I think that if pushed, most people would figure that for some kinds of illnesses, it doesn't do any harm and it might well help.
Well, boy, it's hot and we need to get this show on the road. You're experiencing a historical moment here.
Earlier this month, hundreds of curious Joplin residents turned out for the opening of the new medical school. Community leaders here are hopeful that in surrounding rural areas suffering from a shortage of healthcare providers, patients won't care so much about whether someone's a DO or an MD, just as long as they're a doctor. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.